I ran over something. I didn't even hit his car.
You have somebody who witnessed it?
Yes, I do.
A neighbor who saw it all.
She hit Jonathan's car and bounced into the curb right here.
The judge has her eye on the truth.
When did you tell him you had witnessed it?
The other witness couldn't come here to be the witness.
This miraculous new witness popped up. Is that what you're telling me? Perjury is not a nice thing, sir.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Jonathan Matthews and his mother, Gloria, are suing motorist Jonell West for rear-ending their parked car.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 43 on the calendar in the matter of Matthews versus West. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Matthews, Ms. Matthews, the defendant was driving a car that is marked in purple over there. Your car was parked in front of your house. The defendant hit your car, damaged your car, and you wanted to pay to have it fixed. And the point is?
I didn't, Your Honor. I ran over something. I didn't even hit his car at all. He was standing at the car as I was coming down the street, and my car emerged to the left. I ended up...
You hit something.
Yeah.
You hit something. Your car ended up where? Well, go over there.
I don't know if this is the right, but it was like a house right here, and I'm gonna say this is the alley. I was actually like up here at the alley and knocked my car all the way over here. Now, if I hit his car...
Just a second. You're driving down the street. Show me where you were driving.
I was coming from this way.
Okay, what time of the day or night?
About between 5 and 6:30-ish, like...
Day or night? In the morning or in the evening?
Evening. And it was raining.
Okay, so at that time, was it dark?
It was getting dark.
Where were you coming from?
I was coming from a family member's house.
On what day of the week?
I want to say it was a Saturday.
So you were not working that day?
No, ma'am.
What were you doing at the family member's house?
I mean, we were just all over there. I mean, that's what we do on the weekends. We barbecue, have little fish fries and stuff like that.
Great. So you had a party?
It wasn't a party. You know, it was just a family get-together.
Now, you're driving down the street. Where is your ultimate destination on that block?
I was going to come down Beechwood.
Oh, okay. Now, you were going to come down Beechwood, but you were going straight, and you ended up in bushes someplace.
It wasn't. This isn't
what
bushes.
Is it?
It's an alley. There's no bushes right here. There's no bushes right there. It's a house in an alley.
Listen to me, Miss West. Your car didn't go straight. Something happened with your car.
Right. I ran over something that was in the middle. I don't know what it was. It was still up under there. By the time...
So you ran... Just a second. Now go back. Okay. So you ran up over something that was in the middle of the road.
Right. And it was still under my car. It couldn't be moved
well,
until...
Well, what was it?
I couldn't tell what it was.
Well,
I never
but if
even
it was
asked.
Under your car and it couldn't be moved, Ms.
I never
West,
even...
If it was under your car and it couldn't be moved, then you must have seen it after
I've
the accident.
I trying to avoid it. I tried to avoid it. And I still ended up hitting it. As I hit it, it messed my axle up, and that's how I drifted to the left. The car couldn't be moved. I had to call a tow company, and they had to get it up. They took it straight to the shop.
Where were you?
I was in the house. I didn't actually see what happened. A neighbor of mine right
across... Don't tell me what a neighbor of... you have somebody who witnessed it?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, who was that? Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're a neighbor?
Yes.
Okay. Your last name is?
Bolser.
Tell me what you saw at about 5:30, 6 o'clock. On what date did this happen?
I believe it was a Saturday.
It was in the afternoon, ma'am. It was not raining. I was in the window. I was in
Show
the
me where you were.
I'm in the upstairs window right here. My kids' grandmother's car is right here. She hit Jonathan's car right here, bounced, almost missed my kids' grandma's car, and bounced into the curb right here.
Your Honor, he was by the car. I'm sorry.
Did you see her hit anything?
Yes, she hit Jonathan's back tire on the left-hand side.
Other than hitting his back tire.
She swerved over here and hit the curb. There was nothing in the road, and it was not raining.
Was the police called?
No.
Why not?
Because when I went outside and I saw what had happened, I went over to her car And I asked for her information. She gave me all of her information, and I even got to see her ID and her phone number and all of that. All of her information appeared legit, and I chose to trust her and I assumed that the insurance company would take care of
the damage.
Yes.
Okay, you can sit. Ms. Paulson, come back. I have a couple more questions for you. Did you have any conversation with the defendant?
No, ma'am, I don't know her.
How much after the incident did you report it? A minute, 2 minutes, did you report it to the plaintiff?
No, a neighbor from across the street came and told him his car was hit. I was still upstairs with my kids. I have 3 kids.
When did you tell him that you had witnessed this? Look at me. When did you tell him you had witnessed it?
Probably the same day or the day after I told him I was up in the window and had seen it.
Under what circumstances did you tell him that you had seen it?
What do you mean?
Was it outside in the street?
No, it was outside on his porch.
Tell me about it.
Well, I was outside on the porch.
Don't look down here.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Look over here.
I was outside on the porch, and he was talking about how the other witness couldn't make it, and I told him that I had seen it from the bedroom window.
What do you mean he told you that the other witness couldn't make it where?
The other witness couldn't come here to be the witness, and I had told him that I had seen it.
Put your hand down. So let's go back, Mr. Matthews.
Okay.
The person who came to tell you that your car had been hit isn't here today.
Correct.
Because that person, for one reason or another, couldn't come.
Correct.
So it was later that this miraculous new witness popped up. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
When the other witness couldn't come.
Correct.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Mother Nature gets PO'd when you fool Mother Nature. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Matthews?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand precisely what I'm saying, Mr.
Yes,
Matthews?
I do.
You know that that's going to cost you, don't you? You understand that that's going to cost you?
Yes.
Do you understand why? Suborning perjury is not a nice thing, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you think the stakes are. Now I'll see pictures of your car.
Okay. Your Honor, I, the...
You are what?
Most of them are on my phone. Not all of them have been printed. So I have one that lines up
with that. All I want you to do is show me what you claim the damage is to your car.
Okay.
Now, while he's looking for that, do you have insurance? The answer is either on the date of this accident, did you have insurance?
I'm going to find out. No, ma'am.
All right.
It had lapsed 2 days prior to that. I'm sorry.
I don't care whether it lapsed. You're driving around without insurance. Everybody tells me it had lapsed 2 days before because I forgot to pay my premium. You know how many times I heard that story? Is that going to be your story, too? It had lapsed 2 days before?
No, I didn't have it.
Ah, good. Now I'll see the estimate to fix it.
Would you like me to unattach it to everything else I have stapled?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like you to unattach it. Now, if you had insurance, it would have been a whole easy thing. The insurance company would have come out, adjuster would have come out, and the adjuster would have taken care of it.
I didn't hit his car.
You did hit his car. Be ridiculous.
I did not hit his car.
Yes, you did. Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, listen, his car didn't get like this from your car not hitting
his. He was out there that day. That's my car.
Oh, this is her car?
Yes, ma'am. That's my car.
I want to see your car.
May I use my cell phone, Your Honor?
No.
Okay.
I want to see pictures of your car.
I have them on my phone.
So you don't have any picture of your car here. These are just pictures of her car.
Not printed. Correct.
I'll take a look at what you have. Right now, you know, I'm beginning not only not to believe a lot what you say, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
I'm his mother.
Sit down.
Your Honor, the car is in the mother's name, so...
I don't care. I just want you to understand, Ms. Balser, is that your name?
Yes.
That if you did what you did here today in a different venue, you could spend 4 years in jail. Do you
what
understand
did I do?
That?
If you will just...
What did I do? One. I told the truth.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I told the truth, ma'am.
Don't say a word.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Why did you burglarize her house?
Because I felt like I didn't have another option.
You did have another option. You mean you burglarize somebody's house and steal their property because you feel as if you have no other options? That's what courts are for.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jonathan Matthews says, motorist Jonell West rear-ended his parked car. Jonell claims, Jonathan is making up a story.
Now, let's see this guy. Go ahead. You know what you're looking at? Neither do I. You see anything back there?
Not really.
Your case is dismissed, Mr. Matthews. I don't believe you. Period. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I understand why it looks shady.
I think she just saw right through everything.
The man who told me that my car had been hit could not get time off work.
I never hit his car.
Be more careful. Pay your car insurance.
My insurance was never going to pay for his damages anyway because I had never hit his car.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Keese versus Spalding. Step forward.
Marilyn Keese is suing her former friend, 25-year-old Tiffany Spalding, for stealing a dog from her home.
Miss Keese, this is what I make of the story, and I'm going to fill it in broad strokes and then get down to specifics. Miss Spalding, a year or more ago, got a puppy, and she couldn't take care of the puppy, so she gave it to you to take care of.
Correct.
At the time that she got the puppy, she said it was a puppy that was 6 weeks old or 8 weeks old. It was more than capable of being transferred to an owner. But when you took the puppy to the vet, it turned out that the puppy was much younger than that. And the puppy required some very substantial care, which you said you would do because she couldn't take care of it at the time because of some housing situation.
Correct.
I don't care about what it was. Well, as time went on, you took care of this puppy and you became attached. And Miss Spalding was clearly not attached to it. So she said to you, the puppy is yours.
Correct.
She actually acknowledges that in her answer in some place, to your credit.
Yes.
Then the two of you got into some sort of a kerfuffle. I don't know what the kerfuffle was about. I don't care. But as a result of being in this kerfuffle, Miss Spalding asked you for two things that you had that were hers, a CD and something else.
$10.
$10. Yes. And you didn't give it back to her right away.
Right.
Or you didn't give it back to her at all. So Miss Spalding, who had a key to your house.
Correct.
Burglarized your house. There's no question that that's what you did. You understand that. You burglarized her house. And you took back the puppy. And this is after you had had the puppy for how long?
Over 8 months.
Long time. And the puppy was now yours because she gave it to you.
I was very attached, yes.
Well, then there was a mediator who got involved and you gave her back the $10 and you gave her back the CD.
Correct.
And you got back the dog.
Correct.
On what date did you get back the dog?
I believe it was April 8th. It was a Tuesday, a day after Alola was taken the first time.
So you got it back the next day?
Correct.
She only had her one day. You had the dog one day?
Yes, ma'am.
That was on April 8th. Now, that's where we're going to pick up the story.
Okay.
This tale, because right now you don't have your dog.
Correct.
So April 8th, she got her money back, she got her CD back, and she returned the dog to you.
Correct.
What happened next?
2 days later, I came home from work.
On April 10th?
Correct. I had, in between the 8th and the 10th, I had the locks changed on my front door so she couldn't enter my home again.
Okay, so you had a locksmith in on the 9th.
Correct.
And the locks were changed.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
I came home from work and my dog was gone again. The doors were locked. I went into my bedroom. There's like a sliding screen door and a glass door. The screen was cut. The door was open. And again, my dog was gone.
So the latch sliding door was not locked.
To be honest, I'm not completely certain. It's not a door that I use. I have a bunch of like a bike and some stuff in front of it, so I don't really even remember sometimes that it's there.
So clearly your house was burglarized again.
Correct.
Other than the dog, was anything else taken?
No, Your Honor. And actually, more to the point, my dresser is visible from that sliding door. I had a brand new laptop computer, prescription medication, and some other electronic devices that were in view of that door, and all of those things were still
there. But they were all there.
Correct.
They remained there.
Correct.
Everything else remained there. Did you file a police report?
I did.
I'd like to see it, please.
Unfortunately, I went to the Macon County Sheriff Records Department to get copies of everything. I was told that they're not public record, and I had to fill out some sort of request. It takes 5 days to
go
in front of the judge, so I wasn't able to get it.
Okay. Ms. Spalding, when did the police contact you after April 10th?
They called me that night. and I was asleep. It was about midnight. And I returned the officer's call the next morning, and of course he wasn't there because he worked third shift. And about 3 days later, he contacted me, and I came into the police station. I spoke with him, and he let me go, and that was the end of it as far as I know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
After you burglarized her house once and were forced to drop your class, and she spit in your face, I find it very hard to come to terms with the fact that a burglar would take the dog.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marilyn Keese says former friend Tiffany Spaulding broke into her home and stole her dog.
Now, I'd like you to tell me, Ms. Spaulding, under what circumstances you returned the dog to her on April the 8th?
I had left my school book for Richland for school, for college, at her home.
Were you living with her?
No. She was helping me with my homework. And I had came to her house, and I left it there. And we got into the altercation, and I asked for it back, and she would not return it. I then had to drop the class. It was about 2 weeks. I waited for the book to be returned, the CD. It's a book on a CD. And she never returned it. And I ended up dropping the class. And then I went into her home with the key and took the dog.
Why?
Because I wanted it's about a $300 book from the college.
Well, why didn't you sue her? Why did you burglarize her house?
Because I felt like I didn't have another option.
You did have another option. You mean you burglarize somebody's house and steal their property because you feel as if you have no other options? That's what courts are for.
Yes.
Now, I want you to tell me under what circumstances you returned the dog to her. Now I know how you stole it.
She contacted me and told me that she wanted the dog back. She would give me my things back. I met with her neighbor, Steve. While I was meeting with Steve, she arrived, came up to the car, spit in my face, snatched the dog out of my hand, and Steve gave me my things back. I called the police. They escorted me off the property. They just asked me to leave, and she had the dog. I left, and that was the end of the situation.
So it was an unpleasant exchange of your property and the dog?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor, if I may add something?
No.
Sorry, I apologize.
Add nothing. Because, you see, it's rather interesting. I have to make a judgment, Ms. Spaulding, as to whether you are responsible. Because I'm going to ask you, you're going to say, I have no idea where the dog is. And I didn't take it, and I have no idea where the dog is. Now it's very... Who is that?
That's my boyfriend.
It's very possible you personally didn't take the dog. That's possible. But I find it a very giant leap to say that a burglar, after... all of this, after you burglarized her house once and were forced to drop your class and she spit in your face, I find it very hard to come to terms with the fact that a burglar would take the dog, which you at least knew was the only really meaningful thing in the house, and leave all this other valuable property. Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So she's going to tell me she doesn't know where the dog is.
Of course.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course.
But she burglarized your house. She admits that.
Correct.
Now, whether or not she'll be prosecuted for that, I don't know.
Still working on it.
But she burglarized your house once. I believe, consistent with a reasonable level of proof, which is what my requirement is here.
Right.
First, beyond a reasonable doubt, she burglarized your house once, because she says she did.
Correct.
Which means breaking and entering, even if you have a key, into the dwelling of another, that's her, with intent to steal property, which you did. You stole her dog, which you had given to her. That's burglary. And if you did it once, you did it again. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. Out. Out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He called the police and said she stole my truck.
Right.
Then his daughter's life unraveled.
I'm a nanny. I was transporting the kids in the car that was reported stolen.
Judge Judy.
I am absolutely 100% delighted.
I don't even have anything to say. Marilyn's crazy.
It's nice to finally see some justice done. She is a convicted felon who's gotten away with multiple crimes, and it's time that she finally has something done to her.
She's insane.
There was a Facebook page where she was actually trying to give my dog away on Facebook.
I never posted a picture of the dog. She's, I don't know, she's crazy.
She has been terrorizing me. I love this dog like a child.
I feel like the dog is fine, and she has the dog.
I don't even know if it's alive, to be honest. I mean, I'm dealing with a crazy person.
I'm pretty sure that she has it. She's just a drama queen.
Don't be friends with a felon.
She's just crazy.